And now on WCLV, the only person I know who has ever been personally pulled over by Officer Krupke, and as soon as I have the microphone on here, I have to reset something on the board. And that is always, there we go, and here's Fred Sternfeld, who's directing West Side Story at True North Cultural Arts at the French Creek Nature Center. That's where it all is, isn't it?
Yeah, French Creek.
I mean, a musical requires a lot more people than many plays do. Is that stage, have you got it all figured out, the blocking, so you can fit everybody on there?
We did, and it's interesting because we were like, can we do this? Can we actually fit 35 people on this stage? And Cameron McCulloch came up with a very creative design, and we are fitting all the people, and it really works very well. And it's been a very interesting and challenging piece.
This show is rediscovered by every generation.
Yes.
Every year, every month in America, somebody is learning about West Side Story and falling head over heels over it because it is a timeless story.
It is.
And have you ever directed it before?
No, I haven't. It's one that I've wanted to do for a very long time. And I was always nervous about the casting requirements for it because you need a ton of guys who can sing and act and dance.
And do this.
And, yes, and be believable as gang members. So, and that was a bit of a challenge. In fact, I told Rick Fortney when we were casting, I said, Rick, you know, we might be overreaching. Maybe we should have a backup plan. And, you know, we had a tremendous group of people swarm in to audition, and it's an extraordinary cast.
In their sneakers and their 1960s T-shirts.
That's right.
And you didn't have to run any criminal background checks on any of them to find out if they'd actually participated in that kind of activity.
No, I didn't. But quite the opposite. You know, one of the things about West Side Story that makes it tick, which often doesn't work, at least in productions I've seen. Of course, I never actually saw the Broadway or off-Broadway or touring productions, but I've seen a few local productions, not all of them. But it's always seemed to me that to create believable gangs is the main challenge of West Side Story. And because sometimes you see the show and it's like, oh, those are a bunch of suburban boys, or or no, those are musical theater majors just happy to be dancing. So the cast totally was up to the challenge of coming up with, you know, why these guys became gang members, and we did some detailed character work so that they would understand the physicality and some of the motivations of the character, the dialects of New York to put them clearly on the streets. And interestingly enough, you know, finding the inner life of the character to come up with some background so they could really understand why someone would want to be a gang member was a great challenge for them, and they are totally achieving that. You know, one of the things we talked about with them was that, you know, all of them have some family issue which would drive them to find a new family, and the gang becomes their family. And some of that is in the script, but you have to really flesh that out and really internalize it and understand it to make it really work on stage. And these guys are believable as gangs. So
West Side Story through May 12th at True North Cultural Arts. We'll give you all of the details, including a ticket number, in just a moment, so have your pencils handy. Leonard Bernstein once famously said that, you know, this really was an operatic production. And there's a famous video of Bernstein recording this with Kiri Takanawa and Jose Carreras, and Jose gets upset, and Bernstein fawns over Kiri Takanawa. And the singing part of this is just, the dancing is important, the singing is important, everything is equally weighted, but the singing is transcendent in
yes.
this show.
Yes.
And how do you coach? Now, who's your music director?
Joanna Lee has done a phenomenal job with the group. And, you know, the principals, the whole group, very strong singing group. We have some recent BFA graduates who are taking some of the leads, Kathleen Farini, Jason Leupold, are Maria and Tony, and they have phenomenal voices. And we have just a stunning group of principals. Natalie Green, who played Belle in Beauty and the Beast at Beck that I did a few years back, is playing Anita. Joe Pine, Ryan Zarecki, Tess Bergler is anybody's, and the entire cast is very strong. And she's done a great job on the show.
Is there a tough role to cast in this show?
I think the toughest is the gangs, is the Jets and Sharks. I think that's the challenge of it. If you can get the Jets and Sharks and then lead them to, you know, being able to be believable gang members, then you have the show. Usually the principals are easier,
yeah.
Frankly.
Any 1950s, 1960s cultural, ethnic discussions about getting into character, which goes to the believability of the gang members, certainly.
Yes. Well, you know, Arthur Lorenz created sort of his own beatnik language for some of the characters. And at that time, of course, you couldn't swear on stage. So it's very interesting how he got around that issue. You know, even the end of the song, Officer Krupke, he says, Krupp you. So, so I think for that, you know, a combination of the dialects and just owning the language and understanding the culture of the time. You know, we did a fair amount of talking about that and some research online so they would really understand what the 50s were like, 1957 in particular.
Stephen Sondheim has, on occasion, as any great artist who might reconsider his earlier work would do, suggests that maybe some of his lyrics for West Side Story, if he was writing it again, would be much different.
That's true. That's right.
And, you know, I Feel Pretty is one that seems to come up because given the character, it's completely understandable.
That's right. In his book, and I know exactly the part you're talking about, he says, Maria would never say, it's alarming how charming I feel, because it's way too sophisticated for someone of her age and background, having just immigrated from Puerto Rico a month before the
Anita,
parasites.
Maybe, but not Maria.
Anita, maybe.
Yeah. Paul Sternfeld, who is directing West Side Story at True North Cultural Arts. Let's give you a ticket number. And that is 440-949-5200. That's 440-949-5200. And there is an extension number, which is 221. Now, there are school matinees that you're offering for this show. And I would presume that it's well attended as a result.
They are. I believe most of them are sold out. We have our first one this Friday at 10 a.m. And it's. I always like to attend those because it's thrilling to see young people experience a play like this. And sometimes it's their first play they've ever seen.
Do you ever do a curtain speech as a director?
I have, yeah. I don't for True North because Rick Fortney does the speeches, as he should. He's artistic director. But when I've run various theaters, I've done curtain speeches.
Are there some principles that should be adhered to when giving a curtain speech?
Keep them short. And
you work in turning off the cell phone and
turn off the cell phone, turn off your pager, and maybe even intermission. Remind them again because people turn them back on. And the candies should not be unwrapped during the show because that's very noisy.
Yes,
but those are the basic things.
Yeah.
You know.
Is there any show that's on your clipboard that you're thinking about that you can reveal? And if you can't, that's okay.
Not yet, although I have to say it's very interesting. I had a revelation the other day. I was pondering West Side Story to just open, and I thought, Fred, you know, I was thinking about shows that I've done that deal with racism or being different. And I thought, you know, I've done a lot of those kind of shows.
Have you done South Pacific?
I've done South Pacific.
Yeah, yeah.
I did Ragtime, La Caja Fall, shows at Caramu like Yellow Man or The Bluest Eye over and over and over again. And I was like, so I had this revelation that a lot of that was driven by some experiences I had when I was young with anti-Semitism and bullying. That I've, you know, maybe I've never quite gotten over some of those things. And I'm trying to work through that or something, but West Side Story certainly falls in that same category, and its themes are right along those lines, and certainly the play is as relevant today as the day it was written, especially when you think about recent things that have happened in the world where people are resorting to violence. They think that's a method, a solution, and it isn't, and we're still dealing with those things today, and West Side Story certainly, you know, deals with those issues.
It's a timeless theme, and perhaps that's why the show, I don't think the show's dated at all.
No, it really hasn't.
I mean, there are some shows that are.
Yeah.
You know, I think of Company, in a way.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Sondheim music and Sondheim lyrics. And if you look at it as a period piece, it works beautifully.
It does. It works as a period piece, and of course it was, at the time it was written, a modern adaptation of Romeo and Juliet.
West Side Story was, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Fred Sternfeld, directing West Side Story at True North Cultural Arts at the French Creek Nature Center in Sheffield Village. Yes, they can get everybody on stage.
We can get everybody on stage.
And that means all of you in the audience, you'll have all your personal space that you need to enjoy that show. That is through May 12th. The show has been done so often that you know, community theater, high school theater, Broadway, off-Broadway, you name it. And any director, I would think, might think about all the other productions that have been made. You don't want to be a cliche.
Right.
You don't want to do something that's going to cause the audience to say, well, you know, I saw that on Live at Lincoln Center, and, right. you know, I think that was a better one. But what do you do as a director to the cast? What do you say to the cast?
I say to them, we need to do this as if it's the first time it's being done, like it's a brand new script of a new show. And we do, again, detailed character work. We try to find the humanity of the piece, the richness of the characters. I've had good fortune, besides Joanne Alita, to work with some brilliant collaborators on this production. B.B. Weinberg-Katz choreographed, and she's got a great eye as a director as well. So she spent a lot of time as we were choreographing the show in making sure every moment of every piece of movement was acted. So we started early with the cast, teaching them the movement so they'd get so comfortable that they could truly achieve acting. You know, sometimes you see shows, not maybe West Side Story, maybe other shows, where you have story, story, story. They get to a dance number and that it doesn't fit in with the story. It doesn't. In West Side Story, the dancing is so integrated into the story that if you're not acting it doesn't really work. You know, the movement in the prologue, or in particular in the number Cool, where they're so hyped up over things that are going on that the dance becomes an expression of their activeness physically, and they're trying to calm themselves, and that's got to, every moment of that has got to happen, and BB has done incredible work in helping the cast get to that point. And also Bob Russell as fight choreographer. We've probably made the show, in terms of the fights, a little grittier and realistic with the knife fights and the rumbles. And it's so, you know, what ultimately we wanted to do is achieve the story as best we could and have the audience be transported to this time and just
realism.
Get involved. Enough realism so they can just go there and be with these people in 1957 New York.
I love the concept, and anyone in theater understands this, but I think it's fascinating for audiences, is the concept of a fight choreographer.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to make these fights look real.
Yeah.
There might be a fight, you know, somewhere on your way home that's real, but it's not choreographed.
Well, Bob has done an incredible job, and it's a particularly challenging space because it's, you know, to make fights work more easily, we need a proscenium stage, which is audience on one side, actors on the other. True North is a slightly modified thrust. So to get it working from the sides, we have to somehow stage it so the audience can't see that they're really missing the person when they're punching them.
Now, when you say modified thrust, we're talking the audience on three sides?
Three sides, but it's sort of like an extended apron. So it's not like a full thrust like the Baxter stage used to be at the Playhouse or Wright Curtis of Kent. Yeah. So it's sort of a wrapping around.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, no seat is farther than maybe 25 feet from the stage. There's about 175 seats there. So it's a very intimate, in-your-face experience. This particular
now, you can
production.
Buy tickets on the day of the show. And again, this is at the French Street Nature Center in Sheffield Village. But here's the number again, 440-949-5200, extension 221, if you want to reserve tickets to West Side Story. You don't have to answer this question. That's a terrible way to preface a question. You brought up something in your discussion of all the people that are collaborating with you on this production.
Yes.
To what degree does a really good director defer professionally? Defer, D-E-F-E-R.
Oh.
Professionally to those that you have engaged to work with you, choreographer, music director.
You have to make the ultimate decision. Then, but you hire people who are on the same page as you or can be on the same page. And we have meetings way before we start where we talk about the story, we talk about each number, we all get on the same page so that we're all like thinking with one mind. You know, sometimes one of us starts something, the other one finishes the sentence. Or if BB or Bob would say something to them in terms of the acting, I'm like, yes, that's right. So it does involve a certain level of trust, but I try to, find collaborators and work with collaborators where we're all of one mind. That's really pretty important.
Fred Sternfeld directing West Side Story, True North, and tncarts.org is the web address. And that show runs through May 12th. There are some school matinees scheduled. If you're interested in having your school group attend, double check with them. Just in case there are not a lot of them and they may be sold out. And if they're sold out, you will arrange to attend the next one, no doubt.
Yes. Yeah, tickets are hopping off the shelf there, so to speak.
And when you call, you don't have to do this.
No. Although, if you're walking in and out, you could, and we'll be amused at that.
But I bet there's a lot of blocking and choreography and music direction about how to snap your fingers.
There is. There is.
You thought it was easy, didn't you, Fred?
Well, whistling is something we had to teach a couple people.
7 minutes before 10 on WCLV. Fred Sternfeld, come back anytime.
Thanks.